Welcome to today's edition of Bob's Radio Journal Podcast.
Hi, folks. How are you? This is Bob Anderson coming to you from the beautiful Laurel Highlands here in Pennsylvania. You're connected to Bob's Radio Journal Podcast, bringing you clean, uplifting entertainment, news, and talk. This is a wonderful story about a young man by the name of Patrick Henry Hughes. I really want our grandchildren to hear this. You're welcome to listen in. It's truly inspirational.
I just wanted to say that I saw your story on television and am very inspired. You are a courageous young man with a whole lot of heart. Our world needs more people like you and your father. We send our blessings and prayers for you.
The mail comes from across the country, expressions of how people have been moved by this tale of a father and a son. A son who refuses to be limited by disability, and a father who gives everything so his child may realize dreams that once seemed so far out of reach. Patrick was born with two conditions, bilateral anapophthalmia, meaning born without eyes, and pterygia syndrome, which severely constricts the flexibility and movement in his joints.
There's all sorts of cases of children being born without eyes. And there's lots of cases of kids being born with pterygia syndrome, but never the two in combination. So we're all one in a billion, but he really is one of a kind.
Veiled by disability was a profound talent, and it didn't take long before Patrick's musical abilities rose to the surface.
Show Daddy how you love the piano. What a pretty boy.
When I was about 9 months old, Dad took the tray off of a high chair and put it up in front of the piano. You know, many kids get up in front and they start seeing how loud they can hit the keys. But I always played with one finger, finding out where each note was.
From the very beginning, when I would play a note, he would find that note and play it back to me, even at less than a year old, the same number of times I played it. It was just amazing to watch him learn.
Good job,
Patrick.
Patrick's talents were nothing short of prodigious and extended to several other instruments, including trumpet. But musical ability alone wasn't enough for Patrick to earn a place with the Louisville Marching Band. And so it was decided that at football halftimes, Patrick's father would take a place behind his son, and together they would take the field.
His main objective is to get me to the right spot at the right time. Sometimes he'll be a little off, and I'll notice that a lot because he'll push me a little faster. And when he does that, I realize, hey, must have done something wrong, so we got to hurry up and get me to the right spot.
During basketball season, Patrick Sr. accompanies his son to Freedom Hall. After most games, he'll leave for his post at UPS, where he works the overnight shift. He'll arrive home in time for 3 hours of sleep before waking up to tend to Patrick again. It's an arduous routine, but it's made all the difference in Patrick Henry's life.
I guess I wouldn't be human if I didn't have days where I said, man, I'm just tired. I wish I didn't have to work tonight, or I wish I didn't have to go to school today. But it doesn't take long for me to erase that thought with, wow, I'm fortunate that I get to spend the day with my son. I get to watch him excel in class. I love being in the marching band. So there's really no time for me to feel sorry for myself. It's all good.
And so this story continues to inspire people across America, some affected by the lengths a father will go for his son. Others may be moved by the musical heights Patrick has reached, despite disabilities that could have crushed his spirits years ago.
It doesn't matter what kind of disabilities you have, what kind of complaints or problems you might have throughout your life. Who cares? Big deal. I've always been taught that I could do anything that I set my mind to, and I've carried that with me throughout my entire life, so I knew I could do it.
Being with Patrick and watching somebody move to tears by his story or, you know, his music. Any father's proud to see their children be successful and see their children, you know, touch people. So I'm living a dream. I really am. I couldn't be happier.
That's this week on Bob's Radio Journal. Thanks for listening.